The Gemara tells us that if you have a ganav and he's coming through a tunnel into somebody's house, so the balabais, the owner of that house, has the right to kill the ganav. And the Gemara expresses this with the language. It says, chazaka is a chazaka, a presumption that a person is not mamid himself on mamono. The balabais is going to come to fight with the ganav. The ganav knows that in advance, so therefore the ganav is prepared to kill the balabais, because he knows that if he encounters a balabais is going to fight with him. So there's a machlokas exactly what the presumption is about the balabais' actions. The Ran and the Rama both explain that the presumption is when the balabais encounters the ganav, so the balabais will attempt to murder the ganav to prevent the ganav from taking his money. And the ganav knows that he's coming into this house. If he meets the balabais will try to kill him. So therefore he prepares himself to kill the balabais first. That's what's going on. However, according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, as interpreted by Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, this is not the presumption at all. The presumption is not that the balabais is going to attempt to murder the ganav to prevent this robbery or theft from taking place. Rather, the presumption is that the balabais is going to come to fight with the ganav. He's going to try to make the ganav drop the money and run, but he's not necessarily going to try to kill the ganav. The ganav is overreacting. The ganav says, if the balabais comes to fight with me and make me drop the money, I'm going to kill him. Now, halacha tells us, the Torah tells us, that the ganav is considered a rodef. The ganav is considered someone who's attempting to commit a murder, whereas the balabais is not considered a rodef. The balabais is considered a perfectly innocent person. He's considered a victim. According to the Ran and according to the Rama, it's a little bit more difficult to understand why the balabais is not considered a rodef. According to Rashi and the Rambam, it's easier to understand. In other words, according to Rashi and the Rambam, the balabais who meets up with this ganav is not attempting to murder. He's simply attempting to prevent the theft from taking place. So he's doing a perfectly innocent action. You know, if you find a trespasser on your property, if you find a thief on your property, you're allowed to fight with him and make him drop the goods that he's trying to steal. L'chaira. So the balabais is not trying to do anything bordering on murder. On the other hand, the ganav is trying to murder the balabais. So it's a very clear situation. Right? If I provoke a person and I taunt him and he tries to murder me, chas v'chalila, so he's a rodef and I'm an innocent victim. I wasn't trying to hurt him at all, and he just decided to get up and murder me. So that's what's going on over here. So it's very easy to understand. The ganav is a rodef. The balabais is not a rodef. However, according to the Ran and according to the Rama, it's more difficult to understand, because the Ran and the Rama both say that the balabais, when he meets the ganav, is going to attempt to murder the ganav to prevent the ganav from taking his money. So now we're in a situation where the balabais is trying to murder the ganav, and the ganav is trying to murder the balabais. So it's not so clear that the ganav should be a rodef and that the balabais should bedafka not be a rodef. That's not clear at all. So I want to discuss, there's five different criteria that seem to emerge from this machlokas in terms of determining the status of who's a rodef and who's not a rodef. Let's first turn to the shita of the Ran. So there are basically three things that are going for the balabais that would militate for declassifying or not classifying him as a rodef. And the first thing that seems to be going for him is that he didn't start up. He didn't start this fight. If the ganav had stayed home, the balabais would have been just another peaceful, you know, citizen of the country. The balabais came and precipitated the situation in which the balabais is attempting to kill him. So therefore, to some extent, the ganav is responsible for this situation and not the balabais. Second of all, in addition to the fact that the ganav precipitated this situation, Right? Which is not such a clear raya, because after all, the ganav precipitated the situation. But if I taunt somebody and then he comes to murder me, so it's not as if I precipitated the situation. I mean, it requires us above a certain threshold of I guess belligerence in order to precipitate or to be considered significantly precipitating someone to murder you, to the extent that that person is not considered a rodef when he actually kills you. So that's the Ran's assertion, that the ganav precipitated this situation. He was the one who started the fight, and therefore the Baal Bayis cannot be held accountable for ultimately murdering him in self-defense. Even though the Baal Bayis had a choice, he didn't have to murder the ganav, and he intended to murder the ganav. Okay, so that's number one. The ganav precipitated the situation. Number two, that the ganav had intent to murder the Baal Bayis well before the Baal Bayis had intent to murder the ganav. Meaning, the ganav was planning, if he ever met up with the Baal Bayis, to kill the Baal Bayis. And the Baal Bayis was startled, he was surprised to meet the ganav. He wasn't necessarily planning, you know, with forethought and deliberation to murder the ganav. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision. The ganav had the murder planned well before the Baal Bayis had any idea of killing the ganav. So that again also seems to go against the ganav and in favor of the Baal Bayis. Maybe the Baal Bayis is not considered a rodef because the first person with murderous intentions was the ganav. Number three. In the end of the day, when the Baal Bayis steps into the room where the ganav is, so even though he's going to try to murder the ganav is also going to try to murder him. So maybe when there's an attempt, when somebody's trying to murder you, even if you're trying to murder him too, you can't be considered a rodef. So those are three things that are in favor of the Baal Bayis, in favor of not deeming the Baal Bayis a rodef. And this would seem to be, you know, what informs the Shita of the Ran and of the Rama, who say that the Baal Bayis is actually not a rodef, even though the Baal Bayis is intending to kill the ganav. What about the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam? Rashi and the Rambam imply that the only time that a Baal Bayis is not a rodef is if he doesn't have intention to kill the ganav. But if the Baal Bayis has intention to kill the ganav, perhaps he would be considered a rodef. So why is that? So I think there are two things that militate in favor of the Baal Bayis being considered a rodef. First of all, there's the fact that, again, I'm going to make an assumption about the case. The Baal Bayis could have chosen two different things. If I'm asleep in my bed at night and I hear footsteps in my apartment, so I could choose to stay in bed and pretend to be asleep, in which case, you know, he'll leave me alone. He'll steal the stuff from the dining room and the living room, and he won't come into the bedroom. He won't want to wake me up. Or I'll tiptoe in and I'll pretend that I'm asleep, and he won't know that I'm conscious, and he'll go away and everyone will be unharmed, even though I'll be less, however much, you know, money there is. So the ganav really is not coming with intention to murder the Baal Bayis. He's coming with intention to steal. He'll be happy if nobody interferes with him. He'll be happy if the Baal Bayis raises a flag and yells, "Don't kill me, take whatever you want, but don't kill me." Then he won't kill him. So the Baal Bayis, by stepping into the room, by starting up, you know, with the ganav, that he's really precipitating, in a sense, the immediate situation of murder. So perhaps not the ganav, but the Baal Bayis should be viewed as the precipitant of this conflict, and therefore the Baal Bayis perhaps should be considered the rodef. The Baal Bayis, the ganav precipitated the broader, you know, circumstances that led to the conflict, but the Baal Bayis precipitated the immediate circumstances. He didn't have to start off with the ganav. That's one possibility why the Baal Bayis should be considered a rodef if he steps into that room with intention of murdering the ganav to prevent him from stealing the money. And second of all, perhaps the Baal Bayis should be considered a rodef simply because he has murderous intentions. Who cares about the fact that the other guy is trying to murder him? Maybe any person who's trying to kill any other person is considered a rodef, regardless of whether the other person is being rodef him, whether the other person is trying to murder him too or not. So those are two reasons why the Baal Bayis perhaps should be considered a rodef. Now, it's important to mention that there are a number of different halachos that apply to a rodef. And it's unclear when we have this discussion about whether a Baal Bayis who steps into the room with intention immediately of murdering the Ganif is a Rodef or not. Number one, usually a Rodef is Chayiv Nisa. So we have to ask, according to the Rambam, if the Baal Bayis steps into that room with Kavana to kill the Ganif, would he be Chayiv Nisa or not? How about according to the Ran? Is that what their argument is about? Is their argument about whether the Baal Bayis is Chayiv Nisa for killing the Ganif? And then there's a second halacha, which is that, let's say, other people are allowed to kill a Rodef. I mean, that's what the Gemara says, that under some circumstances, if an innocent bystander or somebody else stumbles across a Ganif who's trying to rob a person's house, he's allowed to kill that Ganif, right? Because a Ganif is a Rodef. So when we talk about... So basically that means that any other party is allowed to kill a Rodef. So does that mean that when the Rambam says that a Baal Bayis who has intention to kill the Ganif before the Ganif has intention to kill him, that the Baal Bayis is considered to be a Rodef, does that mean that anybody would be allowed to kill the Baal Bayis? It's unclear. How about the Ran? The Ran probably means that not anybody is allowed to kill the Baal Bayis. Maybe not even the Ganif is allowed to kill the Baal Bayis. So it's not meaning, even though there seems to be this dispute about how to classify Rodef, can a Baal Bayis under these circumstances be considered a Rodef or not, it still remains very unclear what exactly is a nafka mina. To what extent can we consider, is he a through and through Rodef? Was Chayiv Nisa for killing the other guy, whom any other bystander can kill, or is he maybe only partially a Rodef, and not a Rodef in all of those respects?